Feds to bust, fly surge of Biden's migrants to U.S. homes. By Neil Monroe on February 25, 2021. President Joe Biden's deputies will bypass the media's clickbait focus on border backlogged kids in cages by simply flying and busing more Central American migrants to homes through the United States. The Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, told Breitbart News that its Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR, has authorized programs to pay transport fees for unaccompanied children, including airline tickets, including escort transport, where necessary by airline or ORR policy, in order to facilitate release of children to approved sponsors. ORR care providers are authorized to use program funds to purchase airline tickets in the event that a sponsor is not able to pay fees associated with commercial airfare, and a child's physical release would be otherwise delayed. This isn't about a backlog, said Rosemary Jenks, policy director at Numbers USA. She continued. This is about Biden's policies creating a border surge. They're getting exactly what we all knew they were going to get, which is more people coming across, including more unaccompanied children. So now they're trying to figure out what to do with them because you know OCC. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and others are so unhappy with their kids in containers policy that they've got to fly them away from the border so nobody notices them. The administration wants open borders. They want anyone from around the world to come here as fast as they possibly can, she said. But the resulting rush of migrants is forcing officials to hide the unpopular migration as it arrives at the border. The surge of migrants will not be easy to hide, she added. Former President Obama knows that because when he was flying the unaccompanied children all over the country, all hell broke loose and governors started complaining, and citizens started complaining. I don't see how anyone with a memory would call that a win. On February 23, The Washington Times reported, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is scrambling to find bigger airplanes and figure out more ground transport capacity for soaring numbers of illegal immigrants, and is even talking with a company that runs man camps for oil workers in Texas to see whether it will rent bed space for the incoming wave of illegal immigrants. New Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told ICE that cost is no issue, and to cancel contracts and sign new ones without worry about the price tag, according to the email from ICE Chief of Staff Timothy Perry. Mr. Mayorkas said he is also pondering diverting money from the border wall to backfill budgets later, the email said. ICE should increase the cadence of its transport and arrange for individuals to complete their processing and ATDing at processing centers north of the border, he wrote. ATD, or alternatives to detention, means those migrants will be released into communities with conditions like regular check-ins with officers. Meanwhile, the pro-migration advocates who slammed Trump because of the 2018 and 2019 congestion at the border stations are giving Biden a political pass. The Washington Post reported February 25. The word I would preach here is patience, said J. Kevin Appleby, a board member at the Hope Border Institute, an immigrant aid organization in El Paso. Everyone expects automatic results and automatic change. But it's going to take time to reverse what Trump did. Biden's officials have been broadcasting their desire to refocus the border agencies on helping to extract more migrants from Central America for the U.S. economy. On February 19, for example, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' deputies posted a tweet offering support to migrants illegally working in the United States and to migrants who may wish to live in the United States.